Compassion Fayetteville is a group of citizens connected to the Fayetteville Forward Initiative, which was started by Mayor Lionel Jordan. Compassion Fayetteville's mission is to cultivate passion in the community, world, and people in order to enhance the quality of life for all. The group spent their first year raising awareness, and this, their second year, they're focusing on linking compassion to action. Linked to an international movement based on something called the Charter for Compassion, Fayetteville is one of 70 cities organizing to become a compassionate city. Look for more next February. Nancy Harris explains how the movement got its start.
It's part of a dream of Karen Armstrong's, who initiated the entire compassion movement. And her dream was to have every city in the world be designated a compassionate city. So that's kind of the long-term goal, and that's what we're part of, is bringing Fayetteville in. Which is probably one of the smallest cities so far involved, which I think is really cool.
She's joined by Patty Williams.
There's one in Turkey. You know, it is international, right,
but we
are one of the smallest.
Directly linked to the movement and taking action are the International Compassion Games, which began yesterday in Fayetteville and around the world. As Harris says, the games are putting a fire under the group to get the charter completed. In the games, cities compete and get points for acts of kindness. But rather than competition, it's a coopetition.
Louisville got recognition from the International Compassion Action Group as an outstanding compassionate city. And then they challenged other cities, and Seattle stepped up and met their challenge. And last year, those two had their own compassion games. That's when it started. Well, Louisville outdid Seattle by 70,000 points. But Louisville's mayor offered to go to Seattle and help them beat Louisville. That's the spirit of it. Coopetition, you know.
Survival of the kindest.
Yeah. So other cities got interested at that point, and so that's where we are now. This year, more cities being involved. But the idea is to cooperate, to compete.
There are no winners, just competing to do as much as you can, which really doesn't seem competitive. But on the other hand, the Fayetteville group is pushing for people to do the most good. The start date of September 11th for the 10-day coopetition is no coincidence.
It's the National Day of Commemoration, September 11th, and September 21st is the UN International Day of Peace. So they have those two points, you know, to designate it.
Fayetteville will be competing. Keep in mind, there are no winners, with cities such as Atlanta, Los Angeles, San Francisco, and Newfoundland, Canada, among a handful of others. Through the 21st, individuals and groups are being called upon to do random acts of kindness.
That's a spontaneous act, you know, like doing some good deed for your neighbor, do the pay it forward, and you might have heard of that, where you go to the window and your meal's already been paid by somebody in front of you. There are also service acts where you can do volunteer work for, let's say, volunteer at the animal shelter or volunteer with a food drive with the city.
For each hour volunteered by a Fayetteville citizen, the city receives 1 point. It can be individuals or groups. Here's Patty Williams.
Like Seven Hills, mm-hmm. and they have volunteers. And so they'll take the number of hours that the volunteers have. So a group can put it into like 22 hours. Because like Festival, we could do some events. And so I asked Festival how many volunteer hours they had. And though it's not in the games, it's leading up to the games and kind of paving the way. So I submitted 22 hours on this site.
All of the volunteer hours and dollars from next week's Bikes, Blues, and Barbecue will also be counted as the event is occurring during the Compassion Games, and the organizers are on board. Also, any items or monies donated to charity equals 1 point. Not only acts of kindness, but stories of compassion will also count.
A friend of mine told me about a young cheerleader at, not Ramey, but Woodland, and some kids were making fun of a female who was playing football. So this young head of the cheerleading squad called the cheerleading squad together, and they were participating in making fun of mm-hmm. her. And my friend's granddaughter said, "I don't think this is the way we need to be. It really bothers me." I think we need to be different. So they stopped the kidding. They went to the young person and supported her. And when Woodland, and this just happened 2 days ago, and so I'm going to submit this report. And so when the Woodland administrators heard about it, they gave my friend's granddaughter some kind of recognition as a example of compassion. So that's the kind of story that I think can be submitted.
Right.
And because of this story, the Compassion Games have spread to various local schools. And for Patty Williams, it's all about raising that awareness for kindness.
You know, it's really not about co-opetition even as much for me as it is raising awareness around compassion. Mm-hmm. And that it really does mean not just that we have compassion in our heart toward our fellow human beings. We actually act in compassionate ways. And this is just a way to try to emphasize that from the inside out to connecting to another person, human being.
To submit acts of kindness, go to CompassionGames.org and find Fayetteville on the Compassion Map. Nancy Harris and Patty Williams are volunteer members of Compassion Fayetteville and organizers of the International Compassion Games. For more information, search Compassion Games Fayetteville on Facebook. This is Ozarks at Large.